8:30 a.m. KSTP Radio. I'm Kels Hetherington, and this is Meet the People for September the 8th, 2010. My guest this morning on the phone from Anchorage is Dave Dittman. Dave is a well-known political consultant and runs the Dittman Research Firm in Anchorage. I've asked him to be part of the program to consider what happened in the re-election campaign of Senator Lisa Murkowski. The primary for that campaign was sort of interrupted by Republican challenger Joe Miller. He thwarted her effort to take the Republican nomination again. Well, with that introduction, Mr. Dittman, thanks for coming on the program and making time in your day.
You're sure welcome. I'm happy to do it. Enjoy talking with you.
Okay, yeah, you were on maybe a little more than a year ago, and we had an interesting discussion. I think it was the Stevens race that we were talking about at that time.
We do have interesting elections. There's no doubt about that.
Well, as everyone knows now, Senator Lisa Murkowski has conceded to her primary challenger, Joe Miller. And, in fact, she conceded even before all the votes in the primary were tallied. Murkowski had been expected by many to win her primary with relative ease. So what happened?
There were a lot of things that happened in that. I've been asked that question a lot, and part of it was a major part of it, of course, was former Governor Sarah Palin, her endorsement and support for Joe Miller. That was huge because that at least got people to take him seriously and take a look. It didn't seal the deal by any means because people had to like what they see, but at least they took him seriously. It wasn't a Joe who. And then the other part that was huge was the Tea Party Express. After she brought their attention to Joe, they looked at it and decided that he was worthy of their attention and their support, and they spent a lot of money. And then the third part of it, of course, was the candidate himself. Joe has a strong, good resume. The Yale law degree and the graduate of West Point and his military record, and altogether, it just looked very, very good to Alaskans. It was one of those things where it took 300%, I think, in the sense that 100, if any one of the three parts I just mentioned wasn't there, it wouldn't have worked. But all three of them together made a very credible opponent to Senator Murkowski.
Do you think the Murkowski campaign was surprised by the outcome of the primary?
Totally. Totally shocked. They had, I've heard that they've had internal polling. It's called tracking polling. You do it near the end of an election, and you do it during the last 2 weeks or 10 days, and you do it just to keep from getting surprised by an onrushing candidate, something like this. And from what I've heard, their tracking polling was continuing to show no change, a big lead, right up to the very end, when in actuality Miller had been closing for at least the last 3 weeks. We had done a survey with about a month to go. In fact, it was a little bit over a month, and she had about a 30% lead. It was nearly 2-1. In fact, it was slightly over 2-1. And then about a week or so after that, there was a poll that had it down to about a 20% lead. And then a week after that, there's one that had it down to 11. So it was pretty clear that it was closing. But I don't think they, from what I understand, within Murkowski's campaign, their internal polling didn't show it was closing.